Good afternoon. This is KTOO, and I'm Clarice Larson. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Juneau School Board will consider what to add back to its budget for this fiscal year during a regular meeting tonight. The district has more unspent funds than what's allowed under state law to carry over into the next fiscal year that begins in July. The proposed add-backs include language art curriculum for middle and high school, refreshing devices like iPads for early elementary students, and equipment for the district's student services department. According to the agenda documents for Tuesday's meeting, the board can decide what to add back to the budget from almost $6 million worth of line items. Another agenda item includes approving middle school curriculum for the Tlingit Culture, Language, and Literacy program. The program expanded to include middle schoolers in 2023. The board is also expected to consider approving a new food service contract with Nana Management. The proposed contract keeps the cost of lunch the same going into the next school year. The board did not include universal free breakfast in next year's budget, but the proposed contract would reduce its cost to the district by about 50 cents per meal. Board members will decide whether to continue early dismissals for elementary school students. The school day ends 30 minutes earlier for them on Mondays to accommodate professional development. Prior to the school board meeting, the board will also hold a work session to honor retiring district staff. The regular school board meeting will take place tonight at 6 p.m. at the Thunder Mountain Middle School Library and over Zoom. The public will have the opportunity to comment on agenda items in person or online. And a quick look at weather here in Juneau. It is 56 degrees this afternoon. Sprinkles are expected after 4 p.m. Tonight, sprinkles before 10 p.m., and there's a slight chance of showers between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. Wednesday, you can expect rain and patchy fog before 7 a.m. with a high near 50 degrees. This is KTOO. Good afternoon, this is KTOO, and I'm Clarice Larson. Thank you so much for tuning in. Juneau residents will see higher electricity bills starting next month. That's because Alaska Electric Light and Power, or AELNP, the city's only electric utility, has filed a rate increase case with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to recover costs from infrastructure projects and inflation. The power company expects the average Juneau household will see monthly bills increase by somewhere between 18 and 20%. Alec Mesdeg is the CEO of AELNP. Since the last rate increase in 2022, he says the power company spent $65 million in capital improvements. Roughly half went into replacing the steel pipe that moves water from the reservoir to the powerhouse at the Annex Creek Hydroelectricity Facility, located northeast of Thane along the Taku Inlet. The other half went toward replacing other aging equipment through the grid. And Mesdeg says inflation has caused those things to become more expensive.
A lot of the things that we buy have gone up pretty dramatically. You know, we buy a lot of things that are made of steel, copper, and aluminum.
Prices have spiked for some metals due to President Trump's tariffs, supply disruptions, and geopolitical instability. Mesdeg says the company is aiming to fill a $10 million gap. He says the electricity rate will rise in two phases. In June, it'll increase a little more than 1.5 cents per kilowatt hour. Then, next August, it will rise another cent per kilowatt hour. It would bring AELNP's rate up to nearly 16 cents per kilowatt hour, which is just under the U.S. average.
If the commission were to approve this request in full as we've submitted, we would still be paying in Juneau less than the national average for electricity on an isolated grid that is nearly 100% renewable.
The Regulatory Commission of Alaska's process for considering a rate increase takes 450 days and includes public comment. The schedule is expected to be announced soon. The first phase of the rate increase will go into effect before that process concludes. If the commission doesn't approve the company's new rate and says it must be lower, then customers will get a refund that will, in most cases, come in the form of credit on their accounts. And more than 100 middle school students in Juneau are getting hands-on experience to learn about traditional Tlingit carving by crafting their own canoe paddles in the classroom. KTOO stopped by Thunder Mountain Middle School to learn more about the project. The sounds of sanding, filing, and chipping, and the aroma of spruce fills a classroom in Thunder Mountain Middle School early Monday morning. Students are working on something pretty atypical of a conventional classroom experience. They're carving and designing their very own canoe paddles.
I am trying to thin out my handle of my paddle.
That's Cash Miller, a 7th grader and one of the 20 or so students in the first period STEAM class at Thunder Mountain. Middle school students who sign up for the class get hands-on experience for tasks like wood and metalworking, electrical circuitry, and basic equipment safety. Miller says he enjoys the class first thing in the morning because it gets his blood flowing and he doesn't have to think too much.
I think it's really cool because, it's paddles. It's really cool. And you get to use all these tools and it's really fun.
Johan Kugelman teaches Thunder Mountain science, technology, engineering, arts, and math classes. He gets help with the carving process from two carving apprentices from Gold Belt Heritage Foundation. The foundation, alongside Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, collaborates with the Juneau School District to connect students to Southeast Alaska's land and indigenous cultures.
Southeast Alaska's water is really important. The ocean, the rivers, the lakes, and stuff are really important. So it's really cool to kind of encourage that and kind of tell the kids that where they are growing up is actually really special. It's not like everywhere else in the world.
This semester is the first time students at Thunder Mountain are carving full-size, 5-foot-tall paddles in the class. The Gold Belt Heritage Foundation donated the spruce from Huna, along with dozens of carving tools. Students get to learn how to use tools like chisels, bench planes, rasps, draw knives, and electric sanders. Kugelman, who grew up in Juneau and is Inupiaq, says it's a special experience for him to be able to share Indigenous knowledge through project-based learning.
Well, first of all, this kind of program was not kind of existing when I was their age. So it would have been something that I would have loved to have taken in middle school.
Kugelman says he grades students on their safety using the tools and the effort they put into each task of the carving process. Brandon Gomez is Clinkit and one of the apprentices helping students as they carve and paint the paddles. He says he's found that many students don't have a problem with putting in the work.
There's been a few students that, may have skipped before, and now they're like really, really locked in, and they have some of the best looking paddles, the sharpest looking paddles, because they're really interested in this stuff. So
the spring semester is coming to a close soon, and many students will finish their paddles within the next week. While many students said they plan to hang their paddles for display at home, Grayson Dalton says he hopes to bring his to Celebration next month. Celebration is a biannual festival in Juneau where thousands of Indigenous people in Southeast Alaska gather to honor and uplift their cultures. Dalton says that before moving to Juneau from Washington, he wasn't really connected to his Tlingit roots.
No, we never really got the chance to do this in Washington. Maybe once a year we would do a little project about Native American history, but it's so much funner and better to learn more about it in Juneau.
He says through the class and project, he's finding that connection and more.
It's fun learning it more and getting to know my culture more.
School in Juneau ends for most students on Wednesday, May 20th. Celebration kicks off on June 3rd. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson. And the City and Borough of Juneau's Clerk's Office has certified two proposed citizen ballot propositions for the 2026 local election. That means the groups behind them are approved to start collecting signatures of support to put the questions on the ballot this fall. The two proposed propositions were filed late last month. One seeks to restore some recently eliminated city funding, while the other seeks to add a new seasonal sales tax to boost funding to the city's recreational facilities. Last election, voters approved a ballot measure that placed a cap on the city's property tax rate, also known as the mill rate. Voters also passed another proposition that exempted essential food and residential utilities from local sales tax. The advocacy group behind those measures said the goal was to make Juneau more affordable by reducing the tax burden on residents. But those tax cuts have resulted in the city taking in $10 to $12 million less in revenue annually. The Juneau Assembly is currently considering cutting city services, closing recreational facilities, and slashing local grants to pencil out the city's budget for the next fiscal year. One of the proposed ballot propositions would raise the city's cap on the local property tax rate back to where it was before voters approved lowering it last fall. Advocates for the proposition say the tax cuts approved last fall went too far, and the lower mill rate cap doesn't benefit Juneau's most financially vulnerable population because it only applies to property owners. The other proposition seeks to implement a 1% seasonal sales tax in Juneau during the summer tourism months. Right now, the city taxes residents at 5%. Advocates behind the proposition say the 1% seasonal tax is aimed at financially supporting the city's recreational facilities. Both propositions have 30 days to collect 2,566 signatures of support for the propositions to appear in Juneau's municipal election on October 6th. The group behind the seasonal sales tax proposition began collecting signatures last week. The group behind the mill rate cap reversal proposition can begin collecting signatures next Tuesday. The Juneau Assembly is slated to continue discussing potential service cuts and recreational facility closures at a Finance Committee meeting tomorrow night. The Assembly hasn't made any decisions yet on closures, but those decisions must happen before the Assembly approves the final budget, which is expected to happen on June 15th. And Governor Mike Dunleavy issued a disaster declaration yesterday for two interior Alaska communities after they were inundated with severe ice jam flooding. The declarations cover the areas of Chalkeetsik on the Black River and Hughes on the Koyukuk River. Jeremy Zydek is a spokesperson for the State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. He says almost a dozen homes became flooded in Chalkeetsik, but the situation is especially dire in Hughes. The state is working to deliver emergency supplies to the community, but the water is still high.
They had water and ice on their runway. The water has gone down a little bit, but the runway is not serviceable by fixed-wing aircraft at this time. We're looking at an alternate runway that is nearby.
He says when the flooding peaked on May 9th, most of the community's nearly 80 residents had to shelter at the Hughes Tribal Hall. Zadig says spring breakup is in full swing, and the danger hasn't passed for the many other riverside communities in the interior.
We're still looking at other areas of the state that could be impacted by ice jam flooding. And so if there is a necessity to add new areas, the governor will consider the information that we provide to him and then make that determination.
In addition to activating the state's emergency response capabilities, the governor's disaster declaration also opens up several assistance programs for the affected areas. The state's public assistance program focuses on restoring essential infrastructure and can be accessed by local governments, tribes, and nonprofits. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson, and this is KTOO. Thank you so much for tuning in.